You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From Sensex's worst day in 6 months, Nykaa's IPO launch, the Prime Minister's remarks at the ASEAN Summit, to the new venture of ex-Nike and Adidas executives. I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. First up, let's take a look at the top headlines for October 28th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Indian equity benchmarks suffered sharp losses today, with Sensex tumbling more than 1,150 points. Moreover, Morgan Stanley has downgraded Indian equities to equal weight from overweight, citing expensive valuations. IRCTC stock was back on track as it surged over 15% after a division of shares. Meanwhile, Nykaa went public and its IPO was subscribed as much as 132% by 4 p.m. today. Paytm is also ready to go public soon, and its founder says that the company may not need any more capital beyond its IPO fundraise unless in extraordinary circumstances. India's September crude imports hit a 5-month high as business activity picked up. In the auto sector, Maruti Suzuki says things are progressing upwards, but the second half of the fiscal remains uncertain due to semiconductor shortage. Moving on, Prime Minister Modi addressed the ASEAN Summit today and announced that the year 2022 would be celebrated as the ASEAN-India Friendship Year. I'll also tell you about what former Nike and Adidas executives are up to. First up, a look at the market. Morgan Stanley has downgraded Indian equities to equal weight from overweight, citing expensive valuations. Morgan Stanley's downgrade follows similar moves by Nomura and UBS over expensive valuations. This comes as Indian stocks have strongly outperformed other emerging markets this year. Morgan Stanley attributed the outperformance to bullish consensus earning expectations and a favorable government reform agenda. However, today, Indian equity benchmarks suffered sharp losses ahead of the expiry of monthly derivatives and as Morgan Stanley downgraded India. Across the board sell-off led by deep losses in financial and IT shares dragged the market. Sensex was down 1,158 points to end at 59,980, its worst percentage loss since April 30th. The broader Nifty 50, on the other hand, gave up 350 points to settle at 17,850. Meanwhile, shares of Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation surged more than 15% today after a division of shares. The board of the company has given its nod to a stock split in the ratio of 1:5, cutting its face value from 10 rupees to 2 rupees each. In the run-up to the stock split, the shares had declined in the last 5 days, falling over 80% from the highs of 4,627 rupees. A stock split increases the number of shares of a company without diluting its value. It also decreases the price of the share. Post-split, the stocks look more affordable and less intimidating, which increases their demand. According to analysts, the IRCTC stock split is positive as the cheaper front will increase its demand, thereby adding to the up move. Moving on to Nykaa's IPO. Nykaa IPO opened for subscription today at the price band of 1,085 rupees to 1,125 rupees per share. It will conclude for bidding on November 1st. The IPO was subscribed 132% by 4 p.m. today, which is the first day of bidding. The offer has received bids for 3.5 crore equity shares against the IPO size of 2.64 crore equity shares. The company aims to use the proceeds from the issue to set up new retail stores, invest in Nykaa fashion, establish warehouses, and other capital expenditure investments. Brokerages have recommended subscribing to the IPO as the company has a first mover advantage and bright future prospects. Now, on to Paytm, which is likely to go public on November 8th. The company's founder and chief executive officer, Vijay Shekhar Sharma, said that the digital payment platform may not need any more capital beyond the IPO fundraise unless there are any extraordinary circumstances. On why Paytm did not go for a pre-IPO, Sharma says the company wanted the public listing on time and to give everyone the opportunity to invest. Paytm is looking at a valuation of $20 billion post the IPO. It will invest in technology, which means more employees and more customer marketing spends. So the company has started recruiting in tier 2 and 3 towns. Next up, data shows that India's crude oil imports in September hit a 5-month high as a pickup in economic activity and mobility led to higher fuel demand. Crude oil imports in India, which is the third largest oil consumer and importer, rose 16% to 17.61 million tons from a year earlier. In an update from the auto sector, Maruti Suzuki says that things are progressing upwards, but it's still uncertain as to when they'll normalize due to semiconductor shortage issue. According to Shashank Srivastav, the company's executive director of marketing and sales, the September price hike effect will be felt in the third quarter. He said that the company did not take any price hikes earlier as it was conscious of the demand situation. The company is watching the situation very closely for future price hikes. Moving on, Prime Minister Modi addressed the India-ASEAN summit today, where he said India's Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and ASEAN's outlook for the Indo-Pacific are the framework for their shared vision and mutual cooperation in the region. He added that ASEAN's unity and centrality have always been an important priority for India, and the year 2022 would be celebrated as ASEAN-India Friendship Year to mark 30 years of their partnership. Next up, let me tell you about a new venture by three former executives of global footwear giants like Nike and Adidas. They're making shoes for Indian children. Their startup, Plato, is a direct-to-consumer initiative that makes shoes for children and teenagers. Plato's founders have a collective experience of 3 decades of working at Nike and Adidas. They quit their jobs in 2020 and embarked on Plato's foot morphology research on Indian kids' feet. Based on their research, these shoes were developed by designers and footwear engineers from India, US, and Italy. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.